By being willing to go to his death for the sake of the gospel, Jesus could offer up to God the Father the most perfect of lives on behalf of all of humanity. And on the eve of his death, he knew that his sufferings were going to be a bitter cup, but this was the price. The giving of his life was the offering of himself as a ransom. That lowliest of considerations demanded for the release of you and me from captivity. So what price a human life? What paid ransom is sufficient to rescue us from an eternity apart from God? Well, whatever the price, it is beyond our ability to pay. So I pray this meditation from Matthew chapter 20 will guide you towards a deeper appreciation of the amount that was paid, a deeper understanding of the help and cost that God the Father paid in offering the life of God the Son just so that we might be saved. So allow yourself now to turn there. Observe now the sacrifice on the cross, the ransom being paid. We will be together in this reflective retreat for about 15 minutes, but allow me to mind the time. For now, regardless of where you are, allow gravity to do its work and just settle deep into the presence of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Feel the acceptance of the divine embrace as your eyes begin now to close. As you feel the weight of your body pressing you down deep into the arms of the Holy Father, I want you to listen and respond as I read from Hebrews chapter 28. And as I lead us, answer, Lord Christ, you gave your life for me. And may the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. So Christ was offered once and once for all to bear as a burden the sins of many. And yes, Lord Christ, you did give your life for me. And Christ will appear a second time when he returns to earth, but not to deal with sin, but to bring salvation. And yes, Lord Christ, you did give your life for me. And Christ will bring salvation to those who are eagerly and confidently waiting for him. And Lord Christ, you did give your life for me. Continue to rest here, being served, cared for by your Savior, who gave his life as a ransom for your life. Continue on in quiet reflection as you now take note of any sensations within you. Just scan your body from head to toe. What is going on within you right now? Search deep for any tension or conflict. Continue on in quiet reflection as the Holy Spirit makes you aware of any thoughts of pride or self-worth. Stay on this quiet quest to take note of any vanity that places you at a higher value than Christ. just be guided to any of those thoughts within you. As you center on any notes of tension, I want you to feel those points now relax. As you center on any lingering notes of pride, we'll surrender to the Holy Spirit now releasing them. Feel free as self-worth slips behind you, and feel served by your Savior as He rescues you. There will be distractions as you center on your salvation. Not to worry. Just allow those floating thoughts to now float behind you as you center on the divine help offered by God. Take this minute and intentionally center on your sacred prayer, Lord Christ, you gave your life for me. Center now too as you check in on your breathing. Notice how each breath carries you to the next, each breath serving you. So take time here in continued meditation, being mindful of the life-giving gift God has given you in each breath you take. Take note of your breathing. Slow breathing from your belly. Not gasping from your chest, but slow, deep breaths. In from your nose and into your belly. And then out through your mouth. Now try breathing in through your nose to a count of five. Hold for a moment. And now release it from your mouth, also to a count of five. It may take a few deep breaths, but feel yourself begin to settle into that peaceful rhythm as you breathe. Continue on, whispering silently in your mind, redeemed. Take a minute now to be present as you center on your breathing, whispering, "Lord Christ, you gave your life for me." Continue on in this divine retreat as you center on God's message for you from Matthew chapter 20, verse 28 from the New King James Version. Listen for words of redemption and recovery. "Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." Which words in this reading sunk in most deeply? Well, listen once more and believe in the Holy Spirit guiding you to understand the gift of Christ. "Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." Which idea from this passage did you hold on to the tightest as you listened to this second reading? We'll take this next minute for that to be where you rest in silent meditation. Once more, but listen now from this wider passage in the New Living Translation. "Whoever wants to be a leader among you must first be your servant, and whoever wants to be first among you must become your slave. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others, and to give his life as a ransom for many." How did you experience this passage personally? What word, thought, or image came to mind? Well, let that be your sacred word as you center on your recovery for this next minute. Listen once more to this third divine reading, now from the New International Version. "Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave. For just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. What is your heart crying out to God right now? Well, take this next minute for these words to become yours in a time of personal prayer to give thanks for your ransomed life. Idle your thoughts now as you reflect in a moment of imaginative contemplation. You know, the world tells us everything has a price. In fact, most world religions even place a price on eternal life. They teach we must pay for our everlasting security. We pay with our good works. Is that you? Well, imagine now standing before God as he assigns a value that you must pay him for your salvation. How does that feel? Explore how you feel after hearing the price. Examine every emotion within you as it rises to the surface. What does he see in your eyes as you realize you can't afford that price? Now listen to the whisper of Jesus in your ear. My friend, be at peace. You are no longer a hostage. I came to serve you. I came to give my life in exchange for yours. So the price is mine to pay, not you. For this next minute, feel free. Feel saved, recovered, and redeemed by the life gift of Christ. As we close, take another moment to rest here in the divine presence, your mind centered on your salvation paid for by Christ. Also, be mindful of those you may encounter along the way that may still be trying to earn their way to God. How might the Holy Spirit guide you towards someone who needs to know the price has already been paid? But for now, accept this prayer of benediction to remember that the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for you. And offered by Christ, the peace offered by the Holy Spirit, and encounter the eternal life offered by the Holy Father. And Lord God, hear our prayer. Amen. And as we close, remain here in this divine retreat for as long as you can, whispering, Lord Christ, thank you for giving your life for me.